Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation. Forever on the grind all day, every day. Ice cream combos, always real, they never play. Download the podcast, listen on any day. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Xaviera, best host of all time. All of the faithful listeners will say they never lie. Check every story, they run like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half a mind. I do co-sign this lady to shine like Frankenstein. Cut it to they design. IceCreamCombos.com. Tune in. This influence by IceCreamCombos.com.
Hello, ICC friends. Welcome to the Ice Cream Convos podcast. I am your host, Xaviera, and I'm very excited about this particular episode because I had the opportunity to sit down and chat with Yolanda Ross, Jacob Lattimore, and Tiffany Boone from the new Showtime hit drama, The Chi. Round of applause for me for that. Come on now. Y'all got to clap it up for me. Okay, I'm out here doing it in 2018. Y'all better pay attention. I'm getting to it. So I attended the SCAD ATV Fest in Atlanta, and that is an annual festival where they bring in different networks and TV shows, and they have Q&As, they have panels, they have screenings, and they allow students and the media to come down and get a first look and, you know, get the scoop from the cast members and directors and so on and so forth about these new shows. So when I heard The Chi was on the docket, you know, I had to skedaddle my bootoozy on down there to get the scoop. So I had a very fun and short convo with Yolanda, Jacob, and Tiffany about The Chi, where they gave me the scoop on their characters. And, you know, Tiffany also shared what she would like to see for the new season of The Chi. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and let you guys check out the audio. Take a listen.
Okay, so I am so super excited to be sitting here with y'all because the way I love The Chi,
hey.
I start waiting for The Chi on Friday.
Come on, yell at me, I know you mad at me.
Listen.
Yeah, they're going to chew you out.
I wasn't expecting to see your whole behind on
screen. Oh,
me neither. I thought they were going to edit it out. I said, we're going to edit it out, right? You know what I'm saying?
Nope, then you don't even want to show the whole thing.
I said, is that booty?
Yeah.
So,
that's a crack.
But let's begin, for those who may not have watched the show, let's just begin by telling a little bit about your characters.
Okay. My name is Jacob Lattimore. I play the role of Emmett. Emmett is a young sort of playboy, young father as well. He's sort of trying to mature in this hard circumstance world, and now he's trying to take care of another being and living with his single mother.
Mm-hmm.
That was a oop.
Right there,
you missed the oop.
You know what? I was thinking about all the trouble you caused at home. So I'm Yolanda Ross. I play Jada,
yes.
Emmett's mother. As you said, she's a strong black woman, single mother. She's a nurse, so she's a caregiver. And I think that that caregiving part, as we will see, it comes out, you know, more so in her character. I don't remember the question. I feel like her caregiving skills, they come over, you know. So that there might be that strong thing with Emmett, but I feel like with most mothers, period, you gotta have that strong thing because there's nobody else doing it.
Yeah.
There's nobody else helping you.
You know, when I really saw, when you talk about that caring and that nursing spirit, when you had to take care when grandma called you over to take care of that that gunshot wound. And, and you were conflicted because you knew you were doing the wrong thing by going and taking care of that, but you couldn't walk away from not helping someone.
Exactly, and that's that kind of thing. Like, she's not that, I'm out. And I think that comes across also with how she dealt with him and the kid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, and having the girl in the house, mm-hmm. you know, a young lady, mm-hmm. not just a piece of ass. That's somebody's daughter, mm-hmm. you know, that's somebody's sister. Get the girl up, bring her downstairs for for breakfast,
and
it's that kind of thing. I mean, that's trying to teach your son something responsibility wise, and if you had a little girl.
Right. But you know, that scene hit home for me because I was a teen mom, and I couldn't go to the junior prom because I didn't have a babysitter. Wow. And my grandmom did just like you. I'm not watching this baby.
Wow.
So I was like you.
Anybody want babysitters?
You know, but so watching it, one of the things that I really love about the show is how realistic and how on point it is, even with you. You know, when you love someone but you want them to do the right thing and you're fighting for them to do the right thing because you see them at a crossroads. Yeah. So talk about your character.
Oh, I'm Tiffany Boone. I play Jerrica Little. She's, you know, a young black woman. I mean, not that young. But she's trying to build up her career. She's trying to build this life with Brandon and start this restaurant. And they come from different sides of the track, but they have this connection with each other. They have this energy that they, you know, they're like magnets to each other. And she sees, I think really the thing is, she sees a potential in him that he doesn't even see in himself, which I think a lot of black women see in the men in their life. Yeah. You know, and I feel like that's the same thing with Jaden. Like, you see in your son something that he can't fully see in himself. You see their full potential, and that's why she goes so hard. It's because she's like, I know you can do better than this. Mm-hmm. I know you have more than you in this. And so, she's just like a strong woman who's, I won't call it ride or die because episode 4 she kicked my out.
You got out the car.
Right, right.
You was ride or die, but I'm gonna get out the car.
Right, right. Yeah. I ain't going to jail. That's what she said. But she just loves her man, and so she's willing to fight. I think both of them are willing to fight for this.
But I think that's women, and it's black women especially, because a lot of times the guys, a lot of times are on the other side of the track,
right,
just because of how things have been in this country.
Right.
And you see things in them, you love them as a person, and you want to help them get
pull it
to
out.
Because it doesn't have to stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they can fight themselves, you know, and kind of stay in a place.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
as I mentioned earlier, The Chi has already been renewed for a season 2 after airing only 4 episodes. So, you know, Tiffany shared, you know, some of the things, some of the feedback that they've received from some of the viewers and what she would like to see for the new season. So take a listen to this.
I mean, I hope that there's more telling of the female perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the main critique. And really, in the show's defense, it was built around the story of 4 black men. So you get what you get. They're the sun and we're the planets. That's how I think of it. Right. But I mean, that's the way it's set up, right?
Right.
In the premise of the story. But I think we have a female showrunner, second season.
Yeah.
I think what people are yearning are to see more of the female point of view, because I feel like it hasn't really been shown in anything that I can think of. Women in the inner city, in a place like Chicago, really what they're going through.
Yeah.
I think that would be phenomenal to do season 2.
I think that's important too, because like I said, just with the whole single mother thing, that's the kind of character people don't get to see, the ups, downs, the different layers of that person, you know, because a lot of times TV is so, you do this one thing or that one thing, and you know, each show is different in its own way, so you do the one thing. But we are having a full out, a character that's fully developed, so you get to see all the things. Being able to do that, I think, will be super important, and within that is this kind of storytelling of things that we go through that nobody seems to see that we do that. We go through that too, like a depression or this or that. You know, all these different kinds of things that we have emotions like everybody else.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
If you haven't had the opportunity to check out The Chi, I highly, highly recommend it. It's a great show, great actors, great cast, great director, just so authentic and so real, and I'm sure you will absolutely love it. So be sure to tune into The Chi every Sunday night at 10 p.m. on Showtime. And thank you for listening to this podcast, and have a fantastical day. Love you guys. Bye.